Sounds fair, doesn't it? They want to listen to what you have to say, the council. You can put your tuppence halfpenny worth in and see what the council have to say.
Well, it would be if the council were prepared to listen. And to be honest, Councillor Hayes, it's not his decision where what happens here. It's down to Oxfordshire County Council. They're the ones who have the power. And this is not a consultation going on at the moment. It's a survey. It has no actual effect. The plan will be to install these bus gates without proper consultation and then consult afterwards, which is not a democratic way to proceed. We are seeing people's lives massively affected by the pandemic, and this will not make economic recovery any easier. It will cut residents off from key support services, from their families. It will make journey times longer, which the councils have admitted. Longer journey times means more pollution. It means putting more traffic onto our ring road, which is not fit for purpose as it currently stands. We really need to pause, do proper research. One thing the councillors won't tell you is that they haven't done any modelling as to the impact this will have.
Simon, Town, a final word from you. Look, the councillor's trying to be reasonable here. Consultation, asking you what you think, that is democracy in action, isn't it?
It's not, because it's not a consultation, but at this stage, Councillor Hayes is saying can stop this actually being implemented. It's to sort of redefine what the bus gates might be able to do. That is not proper consultation, because there seems to be no willingness to pause and rethink. This is being pushed through.
But isn't the truth you wouldn't be happy unless they scrap the scheme completely?
I want to see a balanced approach to traffic management across, and that involves more electric buses, better cycle provision.
Which they're doing anyway.
But cutting people off from routes that they've been using for decades is not the way to work.
All right. Thank you, Simon. We're